This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. US President Donald Trump has signed a sweeping executive order imposing higher tariffs on several nations, including India and the 27-member European Union. The order, titled Further Modifying the Reciprocal Tariff Rates, is set to take effect from August the 7th, 7 days after its issuance, with rates going up to 41%. The tariff hike is part of Trump's effort to rebalance what he terms unfair trade deficits and national security risks. According to new executive order, the steepest hikes include 41% on Syria, 40% on Laos and Myanmar, 39% on Switzerland, 35% on Iraq, Serbia and Canada. India faces a 25% tariff, while Pakistan has been hit with 19%. While the initial tariff deadline was the 1st of August, the implementation was deferred to August the 7th to allow U.S. Customs and Border Protection time to update its systems. The Lok Sabha has been adjourned till 2 p.m. amid sloganeering by the opposition members over various issues. When the Lok Sabha met at 11 a.m., Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla tried to run the question hour, but the opposition members started sloganeering over various issues, including rollback of special intensive revision in Bihar. The Rajya Sabha has also been adjourned till 12 noon following opposition uproar. When the House met at 11 a.m., Deputy Chairman Harivansh said he had received 30 adjournment notices from different political parties relating to various issues, but the notices were rejected, citing ruling. As the pandemonium continued, the Deputy Chairman adjourned the House till 12 noon. The Election Commission is set to publish the draft electoral roll in Bihar today under the Special Intensive Revision Initiative. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar stated that both physical and digital formats of the draft roll will be made available to recognized political parties across all 38 districts. This marks a key milestone in promoting fair and inclusive elections. Chief Minister of Bihar Nitish Kumar today declared a significant hike in the honorarium for several categories of support staff in government schools, including cooks, night watchmen, and physical education and health instructors. This announcement is the latest in a string of measures rolled out by the Nitish Kumar government in the lead-up to the assembly elections this year. As per the revised honorarium, cooks employed under the midday meal scheme saw their monthly payment increase from 1,650 rupees to 3,300 rupees, while night watchmen deployed in secondary and higher secondary schools have seen a monthly honorarium increase from 5,000 to 10,000 rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit his parliamentary constituency Varanasi tomorrow to inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for development projects worth around 2,200 crore rupees. Prime Minister will also address a public gathering on the occasion. Here is a report.
In a landmark step for farmers' welfare, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will release the 20th installment of PM Kishan from Varanasi, with over 20,500 crore rupees to be transferred directly to the bank accounts of more than 9.7 crore farmers across the country. In an effort to improve road connectivity in the Varanasi, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for several significant infrastructure projects. Strengthening the power infrastructure in the region, the Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone of various works under the Smart Distribution Project and undergrounding of electrical infrastructure worth over 880 crore rupees. PM Modi will also inaugurate 47 rural drinking water scheme under Jal Jeevan Mission. Om Avasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
President Draupadi Murmu will grace the 45th convocation ceremony of Indian Institute of Technology, Indian School of Mines, IIT ISM Dhanbad today, on the second day of her two-day visit to Jharkhand. The president will visit the exhibition on community innovation at Atal Innovation Center set up in the institute. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh today. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 204 for 6 against hosts England on the second day of the fifth test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.